Thank you, Ree. And now back to the news.
Our final group of headline stories this week all highlight the different things groups do to raise money for charity. The Benjamin Foundation is arranging a sleep out at Carrow Road. More 1,100 food lovers enjoyed a movable feat to raise money for Parkinson's UK. 50 golfers played golf to raise money for the NNAB. And thousands of people took part in a 5-kilometre obstacle course in Earlham Park to raise money.
Potential participants in a charity sleepout in Norwich, which raises awareness of homelessness, have been hearing more about the feat. Staff from the Benjamin Foundation, alongside regular participants, spoke to people considering signing up to this year's sleepout at the rooftop gardens on Rose Lane on Wednesday night. Previously held in the Argent car park in Norwich last year, the Benjamin Foundation's annual sleepout 2018 will be held at Carrow Road on Thursday, November 15. Kicking off at 7 p.m, the Benjamin Foundation will offer event-goers hot snacks and drinks, including vegetarian options, as well as breakfast and toilet access, and will also present a short talk on the Foundation's work.
Fundraising was put to the fore at a recent golf day in Norwich, when teams from businesses around the city helped to raise £4,000 for Norfolk's local sight loss charity. Around 50 golfers joined former Norwich City players Jeremy Goss and Rob Newman at Bauba Golf Club for the event in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Overall winners of the competition were a team from Barclays, consisting of Carl Arnold, Mark Davis, James Drake and James Phillips, beating the team from the HSBC into second place by the narrowest of margins.
They climbed, scrambled, slid and slipped to the very end. Thousands of people took part in the 5-kilometre gung-ho obstacle course at Earlham Park in Norwich on Saturday the 15th of September. Designed by Alex Winters, event organiser and former CBeebies presenter, the course, which came to Norwich for the first time last year, included obstacles such as the 35-metre-long Maniac, an under-pressure maze, and the slippery Surfing USA. To inflate the gigantic inflatables are said to require the same amount of air as more than 75 million footballs. And if the obstacles weren't challenging enough on their own, the slippery foam on much of them certainly made things tricky for competitors. Thousands of pounds are expected to be raised for charity through either individual fundraisers or for the family event's official charity partner, BBC Children in Need.
Some 70 students in Norfolk are among the first in the UK to be trained for a brand new nursing role, put in place to address staffing challenges within the NHS. UEA, City College Norwich and the Open University are some of the first establishments to offer the alternative apprenticeship style path for trainee nursing associates, TNAs. Anna Morgan, Director of Nursing and Quality at Norfolk Community Health and Care, NHS, said, "We know that in Norfolk we have lots of people out in the community that may not get the academic attainment to go straight to university or might not know what they want to do. There are so many careers in health and care. This course gives people the opportunity to choose from multiple things that they might want to do." The TNA role is brand new to Norfolk and Waveney and aims to bridge the gap between health or care assistants and registered nurses. It will also give health and care assistants the opportunity to undergo further training to help them progress into a nursing role.
100 more refugees from the civil war in Syria are to be offered a new life in Norfolk, but council bosses say it will be a challenge to find them housing. Norfolk County Council voted in July 2016 to accept 50 vulnerable Syrian refugees through the government's resettlement scheme, which set a target to offer sanctuary to 20,000 people fleeing civil war over 5 years. The vote was taken following a wrangle over the cost of providing support to the refugees, with Westminster not covering the full costs. However, district councils plugged part of the gap by agreeing to make a contribution towards the costs of housing the refugees in Norwich and Broadland. 52 Syrian refugees from 12 different families have been housed in the Greater Norwich area, not in council homes, but in private accommodation sourced through the council's private sector leasing schemes. The County Council agreed in July that the county would continue with the Home Office-funded scheme, with a further 100 Syrian refugees to be settled in Greater Norwich over the next 2 years. The move was backed by Norwich's City Council's Cabinet, but it still hinges on all district councils agreeing to contribute up to £8,600 a year to help cover the costs.
Four people have been arrested after a knife point robbery in Norwich city centre, which also saw a man hit by a car when others joined in the attack. One of the victims was slashed with a knife, while the other was hit by a Land Rover in the robbery, which happened at 11:20 p.m. The victims, aged in their 20s and 30s, were initially approached in All Saints Street, near to John Lewis's, by two people, one of whom was armed with a knife. The victims were threatened and attacked, with the victim in his 20s suffering what police described as superficial knife wounds. And two more people then joined in the attack, arriving in a Land Rover Freelander, which hit the victim, who is in his 30s. Police said he was not seriously injured. Cash, jewellery, a mobile phone and a bank card were stolen from the victims before the attackers all fled in the vehicle which the second group had arrived in. Neither of the victims were taken to hospital. Police later arrested four people, three men aged 22, 32 and 37, and a 32-year-old woman in connection with the incident. They all remain in custody at Wyndham Police Investigation Centre.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from
Jane Pratt
and Alan Shirley.